The Tacoma Park Sanitarium. We have purchased land in Tacoma Park, not for the purpose of building up commercial enterprises, but for the purpose of establishing institutions in which workers may be prepared to go out into the great harvest field. The school has made a humble beginning. A sanitarium must be established there. The ground is ready for the building. Who will now bring their hundreds and their thousands for the help of this enterprise? And let not those who can afford to give but little withhold the smaller sums. Our sanitariums are the right hand of the gospel, opening doors whereby suffering humanity may be reached with the glad tidings of healing through Christ. In these institutions, the sick may be taught to commit their cases to the great physician, who will cooperate with their earnest efforts to regain health, bringing to them healing of soul as well as healing of body. A sanitarium building is to be erected at Tacoma Park that this work may be carried forward. Will not those who have means feel it a privilege to give something toward this work, that the needed fund may soon be raised? The Lord will certainly bless those who will cheerfully return to Him His own. Doors once fast closed are now opening wide for the entrance of our workers. I call upon our people, while the way is open, to do earnest work, to rally round the standard, to answer the call that has been made for the completion of the $100,000 fund. Come up to the help of the Lord against the mighty. This work is the Lord's, and He calls upon those who have means to place it in the treasury for the advancement of His work. Send in your offerings for the buildings to be erected at Tacoma Park. We are praying that the money buried in lands and houses may now be called in, because it is the Lord's money, and He needs it. It is to our honor to send in large and small sums, so that, when the next General Conference shall assemble, we can say that the fund needed has been raised. We call upon those who have invested money in worldly interests to withdraw it and place it in the Lord's cause, where it is now greatly needed. Show your gratitude to God by the liberality of your offerings. Thus you may give evidence that you appreciate the mercies of the gospel. To the workers in Washington, I would say, we have faith, my brethren and sisters, that if you will walk humbly with God, you will see of His salvation. It is the desire of my heart that you shall know the power of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have an all-sufficient helper. He understands our weakness and our needs. Let there be fasting and prayer. Let self be humbled. Let the heart be cleansed from all impurity. Confess your sins and plead with God day and night for the victory, and you will walk in the light as Christ is in the light. Ellen G. White.